If you're planning to buy a new car this year, chances are that one of the optional extras that you'll be offered is the latest in chemical paint protection nanotechnology. But website car dealer Ling Valentine, who has a degree in chemistry, says the claims are pretty wild and the car dealers are profiteering.
Sometimes when I'm supplying cars to customers, a lot of dealers trying to recommend this car protection product, paint protection, to the customer. Really, they cost about £200 to £300, especially in the showroom. That's really a big rip-off.
Well, what is it actually worth, this kind of a protection thing?
I spoke to one of the local car supermarket, recommended probably roughly about 30 to 40 quid. If you earn a little bit.
Because everybody's got to make a profit, obviously.
Yeah, if you earn a little bit of profit, I think it will be. Sometimes they charge like 50 quid, I think I can understand. But if it goes up to £200, £300, that's really a big reason.
So you're saying that the cost of this is £30 to £40, but people are being charged £200 to £300?
Yeah.
And is this like a polish, or is it some sort of a paint treatment, or how does it work?
Really, I read a couple of those this painting protection websites that are talking about this this paint protect thing. This, they claim this nanotechnology, but when you think about nano, they're like so small atoms, and if they put on the metal, they would just go through the metal. What that would affect their paint, I just can't see it would work anyway.
So you don't think it works, but, I mean, you've got no actual proof of this. Is this just new cars, or is this used cars?
Actually, it's mainly the showrooms just for the new cars.
So I'm taking it that you wouldn't recommend this to your own customers?
I'd never recommend this to the own customer.
Strong words indeed. So are we being sold a bit of a pup when all we want to do is to protect our shiny new car from the elements? I called a main dealer who often lends me cars to road test for Manx Radio, Keith Corlett from Ray Motors, and asked if they recommend this kind of thing.
Yes, we do use a paint protection system.
Well, it's been suggested to me that they're a bit of a rip-off because they cost something like 30 or 40 quid to buy, and you dealers are charging 200-300 quid a time for them. What would you say to that?
I would say sort of incorrect information there. Basically, we do supply a product called SuperGuard that we use, which is a product that Mazda recommend in particular. With that product, the car is treated, so it is fully valeted first. Then they have the paint protection system put on to the exterior of the car, which is a basic Scotch guard, and then the interior again is spotlessly cleaned and has fabric guard put on it.
So you're saying that a large part of the cost is effectively labour then to prepare the car?
Most of the cost is labour.
But, I mean, if you're buying a brand new car, Keith, surely it doesn't need much preparation. It should be absolutely mint condition.
Well, we all know that cars don't come perfectly spotlessly clean. It would be great. It would make our life a lot easier, wouldn't it?
The lady that I've been talking to says that she thinks that the claims about nanotechnology and all the rest of it are a bit nonsensical. I mean, can you actually see a difference after a couple of years of a car that's been treated versus one that hasn't?
As long as the customer is aware of what they have to do, like with SuperGuard, you actually get a shampoo. You must use the shampoo, because once you use, say for instance, Fairy Liquid, it is actually taking the surface away, the polymer that's actually put on the car, like any polish really. You're taking that guard off the car.
Keith Corlett from Ray Motors. So the verdict, well, it's really up to you, but if the main cost is in labour, you'd have to wonder just how grubby that new car really is to need all that preparation.